You've probably seen some of the news articles lately about the upswing in overseas Chinese investment in the Seattle-Bellevue area. Well, we're not alone. Vancouver, BC has long been a favorite for offshore investment. That's according to Vancouver-based journalist Frances Beulah. She writes for the Globe and Mail, Vancouver Magazine, and other publications. She says these days, Vancouver's dealing with a new wave of foreign investors, the Americans. Beulah says, we come up north whenever the U.S. dollar is strong, and apparently British Columbia in particular has always been an attractive place for American investment.
First of all, Americans love Vancouver in general. And a lot of them have moved here. There's a really interesting article in one of our national magazines, The Walrus, about how Americans have influenced Vancouver, because they've seen it as this sort of untouched paradise where they can come and have a big influence on a place that hasn't been ruined yet. When the American dollar has been strong, we've seen American investment up here. People will buy a second place as an investment or to, you know, have a base to go skiing at Whistler from. Just the way Canadians did, you know, a lot of Canadians I know, when the Canadian dollar was strong and the American housing market crashed, they bought their condos in Phoenix, and now it's happening the other way.
Does this date back to the Olympics, or does it predate that?
It really predates it. I've heard about it for a long time. There's an area of Vancouver called Cole Harbour that tends to attract a lot of out-of-country buyers. And when that was first being developed in the 90s, you know, about 25% was always the number I heard that were being sold to Americans. That dropped a bit after the crash and as the Canadian dollar got stronger, but now it's coming back again, not just in that area.
That's quite a significant American investment. I know that neighborhood. Americans are not the only investors. There has been a lot of Chinese investment, particularly when Hong Kong transferred ownership. How does all that foreign investment actually affect the market?
Well, that is the huge debate here in Canada, and it's a subject of enormous emotional conversation in Vancouver, because there are some people who are completely convinced that the Vancouver housing prices, which are very startling, are being driven by the amount of foreign investment in the city, and particularly mainland Chinese investment. Vancouver's always been a place that others have liked to invest in ever since it was a Victorian outpost of the British Empire. There's a house near me that was owned by Rudyard Kipling. He didn't live there. It was an investment property.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so there have been waves throughout Vancouver's history, but in the last few years, as house prices have really skyrocketed, people are looking to see what impact foreign investment is having. But it's very hard to tell because there is no easy statistical way to figure out what foreign investors are buying.
So you're telling me that a lot of this is anecdotal or based on assumption rather than based on any hard data?
Right. And people have done things like looked at every piece of property bought or owned by someone with a traditional Chinese name. Well, you know, maybe that's foreign investors, maybe it's immigrants, maybe it's people who've been here a long time who've never changed their names. They've looked at electricity bills. They've looked at who gets what's called the homeowner grant here. You can only get a break on your taxes if you're the registered homeowner and you write in for it. So how many people claim that homeowner grant and how many don't? But they're all approximations, and there's problems with all of them as people try to determine, does this really tell us the level of foreign ownership?
I'm speaking with journalist Frances Beulah about American and other overseas investment in British Columbia. Well, so there's no real hard facts right now, but what are the attitudes towards Americans and other foreign investors?
I think towards Americans, they aren't as interested in them because the big focus is on mainland Chinese investors. If they became a more dominant group, I think they'd come in for some of the same resentment. I know when I was growing up in the 60s, I would get talks in my high school social studies class about how Americans owned, you know, half of Canada and what a terrible thing it was. I haven't heard that for a long time. And as I said, in Vancouver, the big focus is on mainland Chinese to a far greater extent than it is in other Canadian cities or even American cities, I think. Although I believe Seattle and even Los Angeles, there have been reports of foreign investment having an impact on real estate prices.
Well, you just sort of mentioned other cities in Canada. How does what's happening in Vancouver compare to Toronto or Calgary or some of the other big cities, Montreal?
So Toronto is the most like Vancouver. It also gets a lot of immigrants from Russia and elsewhere who also have purchased Toronto real estate, and it is starting to see what it believes is an impact from mainland Chinese buyers. Although it's a much larger city, like what people have always said about Vancouver is it doesn't take much investment here to start skewing the market because it's a relatively small market. And so you can just get a few hundred buyers and you start to notice the impact on the whole market.
That makes sense, Frances. On the other hand, Vancouver is the West Coast capital of Canada and it is a cosmopolitan city. So you would expect it to attract not just tourists, but people who say, gosh, this is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Maybe I want to buy a piece of it.
Right. Well, try telling that to the people who are very unhappy because they're convinced it's all the problem of bad public policy. And there is a certain contingent in Vancouver who call for things like, you know, an empty homes tax or a speculation tax or some kind of, you know, ownership control on real estate, similar to what Australia has. Australia put in certain limits on foreign ownership.
Is that likely to happen?
I can't see it because it's not, it would have to be passed by the provincial or federal government to create something like that. And Vancouver's small problems, or I shouldn't say small, but Vancouver is in a unique situation and people are going to be reluctant to impose a regulation everywhere that really is to fix a problem in certain wealthier parts of Vancouver.
That's Vancouver-based journalist Frances Beulah. We hope Vaughn Palmer will be back with us next week.